How's it going, everyone? I'm Tommy. I'm here with Justin and Adrian, and we are on Nokia Chronicles.
Well, what an introduction that is, Adrian.
Fantastic.
We've got Tommy Gadgets Boy on the podcast. Massive, absolutely massive. So it's a great thing that we have. What do you think, Adrian?
I think so too. Absolutely honored to have you on the podcast, Tommy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And no thanks for getting up early too, mate. We know it's early morning there in London.
No problem.
All right. So, what do you reckon, Adrian? We'll get stuck right in the questions so Tommy can go back to bed.
That's it. Get stuck right into it. The quicker the better.
All right.
I try not to fall asleep in during the podcast.
Oh, well, these questions are so in-depth, Tommy, that you'll be amazed and you'll feel it, you have to answer these questions. So, this will keep you awake, mate.
It's Justin's classic hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting.
Amazing. Give it to me.
All right. So, you've been doing the YouTube videos for a long time now. Now, I have seen some of them, a lot of them actually, and I saw one that you're doing a Lumia 625 unboxing upside down. What inspired you to do something like that, and how old were you when you started?
I can't remember how old I was. That was a long time ago, to be honest. But that video was because that was a competition back in the Nokia days. They had a competition for the unboxing video. This is the, I can't try to remember the, yeah, Nokia Connect, I think it was called back then.
Yep.
This side of the world, I don't know what they called it everywhere else. So the crew basically said, well, we've got this phone coming out competition. We want like, you know, really good, ridiculous unboxing video, and we're going to give you guys some, you know, some prizes and stuff. So I was like, well, what can I do? So I went to buy the tightrope and the, I got to the park and the tightrope tied it up. In my head, I've always been the kind of guy that thinks I can do everything. Even I've never done it before. I've never walked a tightrope before. But it looks easy enough. So I plugged it in. I mean, I said plug it in. I tied it around these trees and stuff. And I started trying to walk on it whilst I unboxed the video. Unboxed the phone. And I just couldn't do it. So I thought, well, I'm here now. What am I going to do? And my missus back then was like, well, what are you going to do? So I was like, I got an idea. What if I just raise it up higher and just do it upside down? That's easy enough. And that's what inspired that one.
That's fantastic, and it beats my topless videos that I used to do back in the day too, Tommy. They're called, very nice.
It's called OnlyFans now.
It is. You don't want to see my OnlyFans, Tommy. It's a whole new thing.
As long as it makes you money, sort of.
Yeah.
Say that, and like back in the day, it'd be considered shameful. Now you can actually monetize it, so.
Yeah, but exactly. Unfortunately, exactly. No one wants to see me topless. Not even my wife, Tommy.
Right. So I've got one for you, Tommy, mate. Back in the day, what Nokia product got your heart racing?
I think there's two devices that really made it for me. I think actually I'll say three, because one of the other ones are in a different category. Are we talking Lumia days or just like in general?
We're talking all across the board.
All across the board. Okay, maybe I mention a couple of them. I think the 8310, I think it was back then, was a really good device for me because of the size. So I used to, my first Nokia phone was a one with a tiny antenna on top of it. I can't remember the four something. I can't remember. But anyway, this phone was a brick back then and I really liked it. But the one that I really wanted, I remember taking my mom into O2, which is one of the service providers here. They used to be called BT Cellnet. I remember going into the store and my mom was like, okay, what phone do you want? And I wanted the 3210, I think it was. And just because my cousin had one and he kept changing the covers. So he'd put like Homer Simpson's face on this case and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then he was telling me about making his own ringtone. So I was like, definitely, I need to get me one of these. So we got the 3210. And I remember my mum being like, once you get this phone, that's your birthday present, your Christmas present. That's everything for the year, all in one. So you can't ask for anything else for the rest of the year. And I was just like, that's a decent compromise to make. So we got the 3210. So that was one of the first ones that I thought, this is amazing. I got this phone. And then the next one was the 8310. purely because of the size. It's just this tiny, tiny little phone that still did everything. And I really liked the form factor. And then the Lumia Era, I think it was the 925. Yeah, Lumia 925. I remember the metal frame and the camera was really good on that phone because I had it during a period where I was in Malta. And I remember shooting a lot of videos and photos while I was there. It was my brother's stag do, and everyone on that stag do was just like, "What camera are you using? That looks amazing! Like the lens flare, like the during the sunset, the pictures that was coming out of this device was just purely just amazing for that period of time." And then I think on a different side, not smartphone really, was the tablets that they started making back then, the Lumia 1030 or something like that. I can't remember. And I remember, I think this is where I met you guys. The launch for this was in Dubai, or was it Abu Dhabi, when I met you guys. And that was such a really good device as well. I love that tablet. And I remember thinking, I really need to get one of these for a long time. Or was it a 1620? Anyway.
2520
for the tablet.
Tablet, okay. What?
Yeah. 1520 for the phone, yeah.
Fine, yep.
Yeah, okay, that was So I remember getting the tablet and I was just like, this is amazing. But by the time I got it, then, you know, things have shifted and Google started releasing their Nexus tablet devices. So I kind of like dropped it in the end.
Oh, what a shame.
A shame. I don't know. It's the eventual move over to Android, which towards the end of the Lumia days, I think we all started doing anyway. I mean, I started doing that in 2014, 2015. I started with the LG tablet, I think it was a G-Pad 8.3, and then
G-Pad, yeah.
G-Pad, I love that one. And then, yeah, eventually I got a Android phone after, I can't remember which one it was, maybe a Huawei or something, but I could see the writing on the wall.
You had the Huawei P9, Adrian, I remember it well.
Yeah, the overheating one.
Yeah. With the expanding battery and everything.
Expanding battery, yes. Overheating processor.
They must use the Samsung technology in that one.
Yeah, they did.
Like the Note 7, that's it.
Yeah.
Those are some fantastic devices there, Tommy, that you mentioned. And, you know.
Yeah, I think they did well with those devices. And I think it's fascinating how people that used Windows Phone back then, all the Nokia devices, majority of people switched to Android devices rather than get to iOS. And I wonder why that is, because those Lumia devices didn't really give you any different. I think the experience on them were quite similar to what you'd get on iOS. And I think logically, I would have thought people would switch to iOS devices, but a lot of people switch to Android.
That's it. Very interesting. I don't know. I just think that perhaps maybe you've got all that customization on Android at the time, at least anyway, but iOS was still a bit locked down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Over to you, Justin.
All right. So, look, I have been following you for a long time, Tommy. If you've noticed, I have subscribed to you for years and years. Oh, thanks, mate. I had to do some research, and I had to see a lot of your videos all at once, and so I have seen an evolution. So, are you the luckiest man alive? Like, you review futuristic electric cars, coffee machines, phones, technology. Do you pinch yourself, Tommy, at how far you've come? You've come along?
You know what? I've never really looked back like that. But I think, like anyone else, you do know in yourself, you know, that you're doing like different things and new things or whatever that you compared to what you normally do. But I think when I set out, it wasn't even to do just phones, to be honest. It just happened to be that phones were easy to get hold of. And there was loads of phones around to review. I set out to do gadgets, like any form of consumer tech. That was the aim. Like, I wanted to do quirky gadgets. I wanted to do things where I'd speak to people creating the gadgets, where I want to see them build things and, you know, I want to put it on the internet. That's what I wanted to do, or speak to like startups, people that are creating things that no one knows about. That was going to be the aim when I started out. But obviously, like I said, because there were so many phones out and they were easier to get hold of, that was the direction it took. And I've always been into cars from, a young age, and I thought, how can I incorporate that? And eventually I thought, you know what? No one's really doing car tech videos. And I started thinking of doing tech, just the tech in cars. But unfortunately, again, when back then cars didn't really have much tech in them. I mean, I could have gone the direction of looking into people modifying their cars and stuff like that, but I didn't find that interesting enough in terms of tech. So I didn't go after it. So I was just trickling in and out. I was going in and out of car tech videos. But fast forward to now, we have so much new cars and EVs and technology in cars and outside of the cars these days that it's a lot more interesting to talk about. So yeah, so I've been doing that at the same time as well. So it's weird because like the pandemic here, we didn't have many phone releases. So I think people got exposed a lot more to my car videos. So even brands think I'm now a car YouTube channel when it's not. It's just, do you know what I mean? It's just that I tend to do more cars these days because there's more cars than there is phones and other gadgets due to the pandemic.
Well, they're fantastic videos. And I reckon you could put yourself on Top Gear, Tommy.
I'm not ready for Top Gear. I know what goes on Top Gear and the way you get into Top Gear, but I think there's so much pressure to perform well on those kind of area. But yeah, I think I just like the freedom of being able to pick cars that you review and talk about them in your way rather than this big old script and big production behind you.
Oh, I think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I agree so too. Just seeing your other, you know, you've got your own YouTube channel, obviously, and I think you're a presenter for Electrifying, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So electrifying.com, they literally just talk about EVs. Like I was saying, EVs are becoming bigger and better, and that's the future. That's, you know, lots of countries around the world are going to be banning, ICE cars. So what's going to be happening is there's going to be more EVs. So they've kind of, they've got something great going on there, and I'm happy to be part of the growth. I think they've been around for like a year now, and they've grown massively within a year, which is great.
Yes.
I wish you'd come down to Victoria, Tommy, because we've just made a legislation that with all electrical vehicles that you have to be charged 2 cents per kilometre. So there's no incentive. Wow. Yeah, no incentive at all, and no discounts on getting electric vehicles at all.
Yeah, it's baffling because all the countries around the world wants to do, you know, they want to be sustainable, they want to do things for the climate change, but things that do help climate change, they don't want to support it, which doesn't make sense. It's a bit like cigarettes, for example, you know, cigarette kills, blah, 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 but they will never ban it, they will never charge more for it, or they will never put taxes on it. But the things, healthy food that actually help people, they tax those and they make it hard to get hold of. They're expensive. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I think here they're trying better. They're trying well in terms of, normal petrol engine or diesel cars. They're going to be banned from being sold around here from, I think, next year or 2025 or something like that. Don't quote me. But yeah, they're going to be banned. So I think at least we're on the right track. And certain car value, I think up to £30,000 or something, you get a government grant here to get a discount. And charging is still cheap at the moment, but I see a future where cost will go up to compensate for these things.
So yeah, I wish we had something like that over here.
I do. We're kind of pretty backwards here in Australia about EVs and all that, but I'm guessing eventually we'll get into the swing of things.
Yeah, I think it'll change once the rest of the world kind of follows through, and I think they'll have, you know, people will have no choice but to do the same.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yep. Okay, with such a busy lifestyle, Tommy, how do you keep in shape?
I am not in shape at all.
All right, next question.
I eat so much fast food, and basically, food is like an inconvenience for me. Like I basically just eat because I have to in between tasks and stuff that I'm doing. It basically interrupts my day, but I'm grateful that I'm able to eat.
So do you find such a busy schedule during your weekdays? I mean, we see photos all the time on Twitter and Instagram of all these beautiful, lovely cars that you've gone out to photograph?
Yeah, every day. I think it varies. I think that's the beauty of what I do, what we do, right? When, like, this week was super busy, was every day was a car day. There's a car launch or some car related event that I had to go to. Mm-hmm. And every day's like a 2-hour drive somewhere. And then I come back to the office and offload data content to my server, and then edit some videos if I have to, write scripts, upload them, chat on Twitter, whatever, check emails, do my admin. And then I'd go home about 8, 9 p.m. And then do it again the next day. But that's this week. Next week is a lot calmer. I've got one day of filming with Electrifying. We're filming it on the E. And then the rest of the week is just Zoom meetings and online events and stuff like that. So it's pretty calm next week. I say that now, but I might get an email on Monday that says I need to do something else. But as far as my calendar looks, it's a lot calmer. So it's like that. So next week is fine. The week after might be fine as well. And the week after might not. Like, it just varies, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good then.
All right, Tommy. Now, do you miss the old Nokia community? Because that's what they were known for, like connecting people. And this is what I like about this podcast, that it's reconnecting people. So do you miss the old Nokia community, and do you keep in contact with any of the old crew?
Yeah, absolutely. I think through the Nokia Connect, I've met so many people, including the PRs and stuff. Like, you know, they were like OG proper PRs. When I say proper PR, I mean people that actually looked after you and, you know, they aim to help you get your content done. I think that was great. You don't get many of those these days with brands. I think brands these days are very caught up in numbers. They just want to get the phone out to, you know, your big people that would get them millions of views. I think back then, Nokia wasn't about, oh, we won a million views or anything. It was just about people that actually really enjoy using Nokia phones, that we can get this device in their hands so they can use it and get feedbacks and all that kind of stuff. I think that was great. I miss all that stuff. And yeah, I still keep in touch with people like Sam Pullen, you know, Nirav.
Oh, yes, Sam Pullen.
Dean's amazing. You know, Dean's the guy that you go to for your Nokia sound related things. And Dean can chat to you all day long about Nokia devices. And it made our jobs easier. You know, you turn up to the booth back then and you just turn the camera on and it does the job for you rather than you having to do the hands-on or speak to camera.
Yeah, we had Dean on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I still speak to Dean. I'm trying to remember. Obviously, you guys every now and then we tweet. I think I can't remember some of the PRs as well. I still speak to some of them. I've moved on to other brands, or some of them are not even in PR anymore. I still speak to every now and then, or follow them on social media just to see what they're up to, you know. Mm-hmm. I miss those days, man. And we had some amazing trips with them. I think not my only trip that I did actually with Nokia was to Abu Dhabi, and that was one of my favorite ever trips that I've been on. It was so much fun. I met Miriam Jor, if I'm saying that right, Tinker Girl. I met her there in person, because back then she was at Engadget and stuff like that. So yeah, like, it was just, yeah, proper good community, man. That's we don't really have that type of community anymore with any brand.
I don't think so either.
OnePlus tried, but you know, over time that kind of just went away. But besides that, it's now just Android versus iOS people. There's no real community out there. Like,
I agree wholeheartedly. I think, Jen, that we need to have a reunion, Adrian. Get a proper reunion happening.
We do, I think.
I mean, if I was Nokia's PR at the moment, I would have harnessed that community when I took it over and just keep it going. But yeah, that probably won't ever happen.
not in this climate, like you said, and because it's all to do with, like, you know, views on videos now, and you know, that was only just starting to come in at that time, I guess, with YouTube and all of that, but it was more mainly focused on in person, you know, creating and culturing the community, you know, and the relationships. So yeah, there's not much of that anymore, unfortunately. No. So it's, yeah, I'm sure it makes all of us a little bit sad.
There's people about genuine about the brand as well. You know, that's what, there's no one genuine about brands anymore. It's all about, you know, either iOS or Android, and there's nothing else in between.
That's absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. It's always, you've got to say, you know, you'd be overly positive about things as well, which is, I don't know, I didn't find that with Nokia at all back in the day. You know, if you had genuine concerns about something not working or, you know, something not fulfilling your needs, then they'd be happy to listen to all of it.
Absolutely. I think even back then I was happy to download Instagram and other, you know, third party Instagram and stuff like that on the phones, because you know what, if I can get it working, it works, just because you like the brand, so you do everything to make it work.
Exactly.
I think nowadays if I picked up a Samsung phone and it doesn't work, then it gets put in the bin next.
That's it. So coming on to you know, when we were reminiscing and talking about all these people that we've met and worked with, who's your favorite creator you've ever worked with?
You know what? I've not worked with many creators, actually, because I think in the UK we have a weird culture where people don't really collaborate like that. I think the only person I've worked with actually is Tom Techchap, and that was literally impromptu thing that we did in Vegas, I think, when we were at CES, and it was really nice. But it doesn't mean I don't know the guys. Like we some of us speak and stuff, but I haven't really collaborated with any other creators in the tech scene anyway. I've worked with other brands, I've worked with like other publications, but that's about it.
Okay, cool. So on to you, Justin, mate.
All right. So I love your Instagram. You do have some awesome photos, Tommy. What inspires you to get that artistic feel?
I love photography in the end. I love photography in general. It's such a nice escape, and it puts me in this like creative time frame. When I've got my camera and I'm taking pictures, I'm almost like, you watch The Flash TV series?
No, I don't.
It's basically me saying I just zone out. I'm basically just in my own world, just doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But then over time, you know, with anything creative, it takes time to find your own like look and feel for things and the way you want it to look, which looks like you, kind of thing. So eventually I found like what I want, which is like a nice warm earthy tones. So that works in all areas. So whether I'm traveling, whether I'm taking pictures of myself, whether it's a car, I feel like it works for me in all areas. And that's what I did. I just kind of designed it over time until I got to the point where I'm like, I'm happy with this and it applies to everything. But yeah, it's more, I feel like when I look at pictures, my eyes naturally draw towards like warm pictures. And that's the foundation of what the look and feel is now, if you go on my Instagram page.
What an awesome answer. Like, I just love how you said, yeah, what works for you and how you see things. And I think that's just, you hit the nail right on the head there, Tommy. All right, that's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, and I've got another question here. So it's kind of a rehash of what we've been talking about already. So what's your absolute favorite memory of Nokia events, Nokia employees, fellow Nokia techies? If you could just pick one out of all those, all the old Nokia days.
Man, I have loads of fun memories of the Nokia community. I think, let me think. Oh, actually, I remember meeting... what's his name? The guy from Microsoft, the CEO
Stephen Elop?
Nokia. Yes. I remember meeting him at MWC, I think it was. And we all sat down ready for our press conference and everything. And we did our press conference. I actually did a little YouTube live back then. I didn't realize that was a thing. I was there, sat there with Sam Pullen, and Nirav was sat next to me. And we were just like watching the conference. And then at the end, I went over and got a picture with him. And I think that was really cool to be able to do that back then. But I also remember, I think, you know, some of the guys... we stayed at the same Airbnb. So it was myself, Sam, and Nirav stayed in the same Airbnb. Because back then, again, part of being this community, it was just nice. Like what we did was reached out to each other and said, well, are you going to MWC? Yes, I am. Do you guys want to book Airbnb together? Considering we don't really know each other that you know, really well, enough to be able to do that back then. So we booked out flights, got Airbnb, staying in the same Airbnb. And I remember Nirav in his room, and he was fast asleep. And I was like, okay, let's prank him. And I just went on his door and just banged on the door and said, fire, 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 we need to go. And Nirav just hopped out of his bed and he was like panicking. He was like, oh my God, where? And I just cracked up laughing. And that's one of the really good memories of MWC that I had. And the Nokia guys. But yeah, I think, and I think my, you know, Nokia, people that work for Nokia in general, I think one of, you know, Dean is probably everyone's favorite guy, just because Dean was just this, you know, personable person. He was just, it was just amazing. I say was, like, I mean, he's not dead or anything. He's still out there. But Dean is still this, you know, amazing guy. He's just, you know, very personable, approachable as well. He's just always, regardless of what time of the day it was, and, you know, no matter what he was up to, whether it's break or, you know, hungry, tired, or whatever, it just, you know, snaps into it and he's just ready to go to chat to you about all things Nokia and what's coming up. And, you know, that's just fantastic. You don't really see that around these days.
He is. He's a genuine good bloke and very giving person as well. Yeah, I love Dean. Dean's a legend.
Yeah, he's amazing. Shame he moved to Finland, but he's great. I think it might have been Nokia actually that took him to part of being working for Nokia is why he moved to Finland, but he loves it there.
He does. He loves it. We've seen every Saturday he goes on his little wetsuit runs and...
Yeah, yeah. I see his content on Instagram all the time. I'm like, how does he do it? That's me in bed sleeping till afternoon and yeah.
All right, Tommy, look, you're going to have my last question now. So every episode I have it's a shallow question. I'll put it that way. So look, you're a good-looking rooster. So if Zoolander 3 was made, would you audition?
If what movie?
Zoolander 3.
Maybe
I
not.
I could see you in there. Really? I could see you in there, Tommy.
I don't know. I've never pictured myself in a movie, but if I was in a movie, I think I'd be like a Jack Bauer in 24 or something like that. That would be my ideal kind of role where I get to do active things and jump out of helicopters and stuff like that.
You got the leather jacket for it, mate. So
there you. I mean, I've got one leather jacket.
That'll do. Well, that's all you need.
Well, I'll get my people to talk to your people, Tommy, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Yeah, that's it.
We'll make it happen. All right, Adrian, last question, my friend.
Okay, here we go. You've made it to the end, mate, so you've done well.
You have done well.
Hey. Okay, so from, you know, encompassing your whole Nokia journey through the events, through the devices, through the launches, interviews, meeting people, everything, and just all the memories it's created and it's the effect that it's had on you, what are your top 5 Nokia devices?
Oh, that's such a good question. 3210 has to go in there. I say the Lumia 925 from the Lumia days. That has to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
1020 has to go in there as well for the camera. Absolutely love that phone.
Yep.
Trying to think what other phone I really liked.
All right, they put you on the spot there.
Oh, easy one. You just have to say N9, make Justin happy.
you know what? I was thinking of the N9 actually. That was groundbreaking. But no, you know what? I'm gonna go just for luxury, and I really liked it. It was the Luna. Not, was it Luna? The
8800 or something like that.
8800. Yes, that's it. And then they did like the Sapphire Arte and different versions.
And the Carbonate, the 8800, yes.
That's the one. I absolutely loved that phone and that was my upgrade. Nearly got into debt trying to get one of those. But yeah, no, I love that phone. And every now and then, actually, I still go on eBay trying to see if I can find one that's gone down in price. But those things they just don't lose
money. No, they don't.
It's actually quite weird for a phone that doesn't do anything but text message and phone calls. That's to go in there. You know what, the E series was actually not bad either. I think it was the E71 maybe.
Yes,
the keyboard. that was a great phone. And if I was to chuck in an extra one, maybe the, I know people like the old school phones and stuff, but I like the communicator phone. That was, you know, the, I remember getting the bronze looking one. I can't remember the exact.
Oh, E90,
yes.
Yeah, it might be. I think I've got one of them, the bronze ones.
That's it, bronze. Yeah.
That'll be
me,
the one.
Let me do a quick Google search here. I think it was definitely E90 for sure, communicator.
Yeah,
you know, lovely, that's now device. In the UK. You can pick one up for like £66 here on eBay.
Oh, really?
used one. It probably doesn't work, maybe. But I really like that phone because it was, you flip it open. You know, when people talk about foldable phones now, they get excited, but they forget dabbling in some form of foldable for a long time. But I love the fact that you had the File Explorer and you can connect it to your computer and drag files onto it and you can install. I think it was running on Symbian, right?
Yes, and,
And you could install random applications on there. And I used to spend my evenings just looking through Nokia forums and, websites, just looking for stuff that people have done to their phone that I could do to mine and install really cool apps. And I used to install mapping applications because I think back then Google Maps was okay, but it wasn't a thing. And when I say it wasn't a thing, there was no Google Maps in cars. For example, if you had a car with a map back then, it was a novelty. You had to buy, some cars you have to buy a CD to put in your car to use maps, or a memory card. And this memory card, you have to keep topping them up. When I say top up, I mean, you have to like update it. So when there's like a new map, you update it. Or if you need like a map to, I don't know, if you want to go to Sydney and you live in Melbourne, you'd have to download Sydney map from somewhere and put it on a memory card, and then that would load it up. And it's not up to date because the roads might have changed by the time you get there. But anyway, I digress. I really enjoyed doing those things to my phone. I used to like put maps on there, used to play that, what's that game with the colors and you have to pop it, the bubbles and stuff. I used to.
Oh, the bubbles. Yeah, I remember. I can't remember the name, but yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Used to love that game as well. You know, brings back memories, man. I love that phone. It's probably one of my favorite Nokia phones, but it was chunky. It was so big. It's about the same size as the Samsung Z Fold actually now, if you were to compare it. But I love the
phone. Can I just stop you right there, Tommy? Yeah. You're from England, but you just said Z Fold.
You know what, I'm used to saying it now because that's the only way people understand it now. So you just Galaxy Z Fold, but it's Z.
It is Z.
It's the absolute Z. But yeah, when you do your videos, you have to say Z because people go crazy.
That's it. And this are classic devices that you've listed there, Tommy. And it's just some fantastic ones. And for you to make Justin very happy there, E71.
Love the E71.
E71 was great. I think because I used to work in phone shops as well back in the day. And, you know, people used to love buying the E71, used to sell it to all our business customers because it was easy. It was just an easy sell. And I think out of all the manufacturers, there aren't that many manufacturers that had a portfolio. I liken it to like a music artist, you know, a music artist that has a portfolio of music of bangers after bangers after bangers. And Nokia is that music band that has so many bangers. And then maybe Samsung's next after them. And I don't think anyone else can match those two brands in that sense. Maybe, I mean, Apple, they're okay. They don't release bangers after bangers, but Apple can release, you know, they can release a literal Apple and people will buy it. So I don't count them at all.
Well, this has been an absolute pleasure, Adrian, having Tommy on. I don't think we've ever had such an articulate person on this show. No disrespect to all our other guests, but you've been absolutely amazing, Tommy.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure. It's been nice unpacking old memories of Nokia.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on. And like Justin said, it's been fantastic. And you just know your stuff, going through the years and being to all these events and communicating with people through Nokia. And yeah, well done on carving yourself a career through the years as well, I must say. No, you're doing very well, mate. Don't sell yourself short. You're doing very, very well. And like Justin said earlier, you know, with the Top Giving, I mean, YouTube is the future, and there are some, you know, big YouTube channels out there for cars and all that. I think even one of the ex Top Gear guys, Rory, I think his name was. Yeah, he went to one of the big YouTube channels,
Auto Trader, yeah.
Auto Trader.
Rory's a good friend of mine.
Oh, cool. Well, there you go. There's your, there's your entrance in. Nice. So, thanks again for coming on, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time with us, Tommy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's it. So, before we go, where can the listeners find you on your socials?
I'm easy to find. I'm at Gadgets, GETSBOY, everywhere. So Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc. That's where you find me.
Yeah, don't forget that S in the middle. Yeah, Tommy?
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people miss it out.
All right. Thanks once again. And seriously, I know you're a busy man, and we do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning in your time.
Not at all. My pleasure. Thanks again.
Definitely. Nice. And you can get back to sleep after this. So that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, mate. And the listeners know where they can find me on Twitter at Adrian G. Hughes and Justin at IverBiggin71, anchor.fm/KnockYourChronicles. And next week, we'll be back with another big, hard-hitting guest. So, you want to take us out, Justin?
Yes. Thanks once again, everybody, for listening in. And thanks again for Tommy for coming on. We look forward to a new show next week. And as Adrian said, with another massive named guest. We're just getting bigger and bigger.
Only just getting started. Thanks again, mate, Tommy. All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.